This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know what? Don't be shocked when you notice the Word of God producing changes in your life. I've actually had people say, you know, Randy, I've been coming to church here for about 8 weeks. This happened to me everywhere I've been. And there's something going on. And I said, don't be surprised. I happen to believe that the Word of God produces results. The Word of God, Hebrews says, is like a double-edged sword that separates joints and marrow, which is a figurative expression to mean it goes to the deepest recesses of our beings. And so when you experience something in church or something in a message, don't act like it's something strange. That's the most normal thing in the world, for the Word of God to penetrate your heart. And when you say something's going on in our life, something's going on in our home, in our marriage, that's the Word of God at work in your life. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Don't be afraid of it. You're responding to the power of the Word of God that Jesus calls the seed that is the Word of God. I think the most interesting phone call I've ever received from anybody who's listened to the radio was in Atlanta, Georgia. A woman who told me, she said, I've been listening to you for 5 years since you've been on the radio. And I said, well, where do you go to church? And she said, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm Jewish. I said, you're Jewish and you listen? And she said, yes, I go to synagogue every week and I listen to your program. And I said, ma'am, help me with this. You know, I do talk about Jesus once in a while. I talk about Jesus being the Messiah, the Christ. I said, how do you deal with this? And here's what she said. A chill went up my spine when she said it because she didn't realize what she was saying. Oh, Randy, when you talk about Jesus, I just transfer everything you say over to God. Isn't that interesting? Whenever you talk about Jesus, I just think about God. That's what she's supposed to do. Jesus said, have you seen me? You've seen the Father. But she didn't realize it in that context. But the Word of God, you see, was working in her heart over 5 years. She hadn't confessed Christ, but I realized that some people who just turn in accidentally to the radio program aren't necessarily receptive. They're hardened, arid, or choked, just like here. The Word of God may do some things in your life that you consider disruptive. Let me tell you why. If you've spent years of your life hating people, and all of a sudden you realize you need to start loving people, you know what? That's disruptive. You're used to cheating people, scamming people. The Lord comes into your life and there's some changes. That's disruptive. You're used to telling people off and you're used to letting people have it because that's your right in society to do that. And you say, you know what? I'm not sure I should do that. That I should always give somebody a piece of my mind and let them have it. There's something going on in your life that's disruptive. The Word of God will bless you and disrupt your life at the same time. Get used to it. And that's why Jesus said there are four types of soil. There's the hardened soil, the path that's been hardened, and Satan comes along and steals the Word, and maybe some of you are there or you used to be there. There's the rocky soil where the rocks are there and it's keeping the moisture out. It takes hold for a while and then it burns out. There's the thorny soil that's choked out by the worries and by the riches and by the pleasures of life. Don't let that happen to you. And then there's the good soil that's broken. Maybe that's what's happening today. The Lord's working in your life in such a way that he wants to germinate and create something in your life that's never been there before. Let him do it. Let him bless it. And let him produce life from death, and let him bring about things in your life that you never thought were possible, like forgiving people. Let him do things in your life that you never thought he could do, like change the way you think and change the way you talk and change the way you act and change the way you love. He can.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.